Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. And I am going to get my play my song for you guys immediately. One moment, please. And we'll be have the song on in a moment. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I just wanted to say that we had an enormous response in the people after the show last week. We had our heartfelt information as to the things that was going on, and our heart goes out to the family. I'm still waiting on my co-host to come online, and as soon as he does, we will commence to the show. But, you know, this has been a very trying month for us all. We have to do our best to try to be our best, you know, and to call on the Most High for all of the things that we need, because we definitely do need him. This is a time when we need him, and this is a time when we have to call on his name, because that's the only salvation that we have. In terms of the things that are happening around the world today, because there is a lot of things happening right now around the world that is just unbelievable, things that we never thought we would see in a lifetime. So, you know, with the Ferguson, Missouri situation, people are still talking about they're going to file a $200 million lawsuit, which is we expected something like that to happen, you know, but it's just a lot going on. So, you know, and intentions are high. People are angry. Everybody wants something to be done. And we really sincerely hope that this is the turning point for all of us, because it's a wake-up call for all of us. It's a wake-up call for all of us to be able to understand that as much as we've talked about fair and equal, that there is no such thing as fair and equal. But we have to make sure that we let our young people know that there is a solution, that there's a solution to the problem, and we're going to come up with the solution. I wanted to talk about the funeral procession that took place for Mike Brown, because, you know, as we watch it, we know this is going to be a long, drawn-out process. And one of the main processes that we're going to have to deal with is, of course, the autopsy went through. And then they had the funeral, so now they're getting ready to convene a grand jury, I'm assuming, whether or not there will be criminal charges filed, and then whether or not Eric Holder will file a civil lawsuit, you know, through the Justice Department. So it's a lot of things that are happening right now. We don't want to drop the ball. We don't want them to think that we have forgotten about it, or that we are not that we've forgotten about it, or that we don't care, because all of the sensationalism is gone from it. We will always be watching it. We will be in tune. You know, but one of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention was, you know, Reverend Al Sharpton preached the funeral. And the funeral was on the 25th. And I wanted to play a clip from his preaching session because, you know, when we had Brother Paul McKinley on the line, he was talking about the fact that they were doing what they've always done, and that was to control the masses, to get the people to understand that they were going to do something about it. But what struck me the most about the speech that Al Sharpton gave at the funeral was that you can watch how these people, they're very skilled at how they manipulate and how they handle the crowd. And I just wanted to have an opportunity to bring this information to you so that you would be able to actually see for yourself, you know, so that there's no misunderstandings at all whatsoever in how they do things. Because, you know, he is very skilled at what he does. You know, he works for the masses. And he is very intricately involved in this whole process and how this process is going to play out. You know, so I just wanted to, I'm waiting on Brother Adonia to come on the line and give him opportunity, but I'd like to say to the mother and to the father, you know, that our heart goes out to them. We can't imagine, again, how this must feel to have your child brutally murdered by the police like he was, you know, and to have to deal with all of the sensationalism that's going on, because I can imagine the pain and how much that they are hurting, you know, but we have to always stay focused and be there at a time like this for them in strength, because it's true, we're stronger in numbers, you know, and it's a very trying time. again, you know, there's a lot of things that we could say, and it was sensationalism. I think the part that got me the most when I watched the funeral itself was they had the church service, and then the choirs were singing, and then they were shouting across the stage, and you could see that the family was just really not there. You know, and it comes a point when you have to ask yourself, is this really working? I mean, because we've been doing this for so long, and is it working? And you know, I was very upset about how everything went, and I'm going to get my co-host on the line here in a moment. Brother Donnie, are you there?
Shalom, Boquet. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
I'm old, that's all.
I was talking about the service of Michael Brown and how they had thousands of people show up for the service, and it was like, wow, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was. A lot of people that was there at the service. It went over pretty well, you know, but and don't expect this to be the last. You know, it's going to continuously happen. We have to figure out a strategy, and we have to come to our people and try to bring them some comfort in these days and times, man. You know, it's a sad, sad case. It's like an open season on blacks. You understand? They just had another situation not too long after Michael Brown. A young man, they was shot down there in Ferguson also. They always tasing us, you understand? They could have used the taser at that particular incident, man. And the same thing with Michael Brown. This was cold murder.
Well,
I just can't believe it how they can do that to it, and they don't have it. We don't have no recourse in the matter. We can't go to the peoples and say and get no justice. We can't get no justice. You understand? They got over 400 cases of cops shooting and murdering us, murdering our sons and daughters. You understand? Sitting right at there, right. Those cases haven't been settled yet. You understand? So, you know, I'm telling my man. And if they are settled, it's always for the police department. You understand? Come on. This is just really open season on blacks. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of us will say that it's because of the curse. You understand? We got to go through certain things. But we still, we're at the end of our curse, period. The Almighty said that he was going to turn our captivity right before our eyes, you understand? And he's actually doing that, you understand? I know we can't see it. We think that we're still unjustly being killed, which we are, you understand? But he's turning our captivity to the peoples that kept us slaved, enslaved us also, the Iranians, I mean the Arabs, who kept us captive, they're fighting against those so-called Jews in Palestine. You understand? So the Almighty has changed our captivity and turned it into their captivity. You understand? It says that they're going to suffer the same punishments that we suffered. They're going through the same thing. Or they're going through worse than what we're going through. Well, it's just about the same thing. It'll never match up because in the slave trade, man, they killed over 100 million of us were killed. Only 12 million of us went into captivity. Now it's we got... Oh man, we've doubled that number in size now. Hallelujah. All over in the four corners of the earth, you understand, we're getting treated the same way.
Same way. Yes, sir.
You
yes,
understand?
Sir.
It's just a sad, sad, you understand,
but,
for what we... Go ahead. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is before you came in, I wanted to play a clip of Reverend Al Sharpton speaking at the funeral so everybody can see how strategic they send their people down to rally up the crowd, but I want you to pay a close attention to what he said. And I'm going to play this real quick because I want you to listen to what he's saying.
For all of the ministers, to all of the officials that have gathered, I want to go to the book of Micah, 6th chapter, 8th verse. He has showed you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. There has been a lot said in the last few days. This afternoon, Leslie and Michael Sr. will have to do something that is out of order. They will have to lay their son to rest. Order says that children bury their parents.
Right.
It is out of order, David Banner, for children to be buried by their parents. We should not sit here today and act like we're watching something that is in order. In all of our religious and spiritual celebrations, let us not lose sight of the fact that this young man should be doing his second week in college. Religion ought to affirm what we are doing, not be an escapism from what is done. And some of us are so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good. Before you get to heaven, before you put on your long robe, before you walk down the street, you got to deal with the streets in Ferguson and St. Louis. God is not going to judge you by your behavior in heaven. He's going to judge you by what you do on earth. He will not judge you by what Moses did at the Red Sea. He will not judge you by what Joshua did at the Jordan. But he will say when Michael Brown, 18-year-old boy, laid out in the street, hour and a half for the detective came. Another hour or so before they came to remove his body. Family couldn't come through the rope. Dogs sniffing through. What did you do? What did I require of you? We sit like we have no requirements. Like it's somebody else. But all of us are required to respond to this. And all of us must solve this. I as it went back and forward, I got a call from the grandfather, Reverend Toon, National Action Network's field office. Called me and said there's a man, Mr. McSplatty, on the phone, said that his grandson was killed in Ferguson, Missouri. I said, where is Ferguson, Missouri? He says, right outside of St. Louis. And I said, well, Toon, you know, let the officer, he said, no. He said, you have your iPad with you? I said, yeah. He told me what to punch in. And when I saw Michael laying there, I thought about how many of us were just considered nothing how we were just marginalized and ignored. Whatever the circumstance and investigation lead to have that boy laying there. Like nobody cared about him. Like he didn't have any loved ones. Like his life value didn't matter. And I said, brother's grandfather through. I said, I don't know what happened. But whatever we can do, I'll be there to do it. That night, violence started. Next night, violence. We were here Tuesday. And we went in front of that old courthouse with Big Mike and with the mother. And they had to break their morning to ask folks to stop looting and rioting. You imagine their heartbroken, their son taken, discarded and marginalized, and they have to stop mourning to get you to control your anger like you more angry than they are. Like you don't understand that Michael Brown does not want to be remembered for riots. He wants to be remembered as the one that made America deal with how we gonna police in the United States. Is not about you.
Not at all. Not at all.
This is about justice. This is about fairness. And America is going to have to come to terms with there's something wrong that we have money to get military equipment, to police forces. But we don't have money for training and money for public education and money to train our children. Thank you. What does God require of us? In 3 weeks, we saw Marlon Tennant, a woman in Los Angeles, laid out on the freeway, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. A California Highway Patrolman hit her 15 times on video with no weapon in her hand, nothing, no threat to her. Right after that, a man, they said that he had Lucy cigarettes, and they put an illegal chokehold on him. Man videoed it 11 times. He said, "I couldn't breathe." And the man, a policeman, wouldn't let him go. Later that week, we see Michael laying on the ground. America, it's time to deal with policing. We are not the haters. We're the healers. What does it require of us? We can't have a fit.
Right.
We got to have a movement. A fit, you get mad and run out for a couple of nights. A movement means we got to be here for the long haul and turn our chance into change.
Yeah.
Our demonstration in the legislation, we have got to stay on this so we can stop this.
All right, before we go any further, so what's your feedback on that?
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. See, I don't condone what they did. Don't get me wrong. But I understand the frustration. Do you understand? We've been doing, look here, this is not the first case of police brutality. This has been going on for 400 years, and we've never gotten any justice. So them people, them little kids, them young folks, you understand, is upset, and I can understand it. Now, I don't condone what they did, you know, you understand, but they got to bring out their frustrations on something and somebody when we're not getting no justice in the courts. We bring our case to the criminal, the same people that's putting them people out there on the streets on us, you understand, is the same people we have to bring our case to, and we never get no justice. So, you know, and then one other thing here. They bring, they call in Reverend Al Sharpton, you understand. He says some good things, but he don't recognize that there is a curse. You understand? He don't recognize that. You understand? He thinks that this is just haphazard and just the government cruelty. But there's a curse on us. You understand? And now we can't do anything about those police, the government putting those police out on us and shooting us down in the street. But we can do something about our brutality against one another. We supposed to be able to work on that. We need to work on that. You understand? That is our. Those are our children putting the brutality that we put against one another. That's something that we have to work on. You understand? And we need to get a unified prayer, calling on the Almighty. You understand? And asking Him to let them people show us some compassion. But they don't have no compassion in them. The curse got to go its course. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'd like to open up the lines. If you have a question, you want to make a comment. My position is this, and this will be my position until we leave here, that there has been 50 years since I was born of change, legislation, marches, demonstrations. People have been marching forever. They march into the oppressor. They're asking for change. They're asking for our government to make pass laws for people to be able to be safe. We have laws already where people are supposed to be safe. But if the law keepers don't honor the law, then what good is it? You know, our situation is always going to be the same until we do something about it. And like we said last week, we'll say again this week, we have to take a proactive stance, and we have to go before our own commander-in-chief, and we have to ask him to do something on our behalf. Now, because we are doing this, and because we've invited people to come to the show and people to actually stand up, most people are afraid. I mean, it was like Washington, D.C. When we marched on Washington, D.C., we didn't even have a fraction of the people who we thought we should have because people are afraid. So we don't expect a lot of people to be on the line, but guess what? We do expect enough people to say, hey, we need to come together and we need to call a vigil. And this is what my suggestion is, and you guys think about it while we finish listening to the rest of this, is we need to call a international prayer because we have people watching this internationally. We need to call an international prayer, and every officer whose name we can get that has been involved in one of these incidents, we need to put his name up before the Most High. Because there's no way they should be able to sleep at night. They shouldn't be able to rest. They shouldn't be able to go out to eat with their families like nothing has been done. And we need to do something to ask the Most High to step in on our behalf. Every name, every Facebook page, everybody that has a Facebook page, we need to get the names of the officers on the Internet that have been involved in one of these incidents that never went to jail, never was prosecuted for anything, and we need to put their name up before the Most High. If it means we have to pray around the clock.
That is correct.
Because something has to be done. And if you don't know what he's talking about from the woman from California, YouTube it while we're sitting here so you can see just how terrible it is. It was a cop that beat a woman on the side of the highway, a highway patrol officer. He was straddled her on his knees. He is sitting on her pelvis, punching her in the face. He punched her at least 15 times. YouTube it so you can see what I'm talking about. An innocent woman, like he was hitting a man. He just, oh, my goodness. Oh, you got to calm down because you know what? Sometimes it just gets to be a little bit too much. But like I said, we don't have a gun. We don't have an army. We don't have anything but a knee and a voice and arms raised up to the Most High to come on our behalf. We got to do something because there's no legislation that they're going to pass. We had enough laws on the books. They don't even honor them. And then they tell all the people in Ferguson that the officer is innocent until proven guilty. Mike Brown wasn't innocent until proven guilty. He shot him down like he was judge, jury, and executioner.
That is correct.
I mean, it's a lot going on, but I want to play the rest of this. But while we're playing this, Google it, YouTube it. Cop beats woman in California highway, beats woman on the side of the highway, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Here we go.
We need the Congress to have legislation about guidelines in police. We need to have a fair, impartial investigation. Those that are compromised will not be believed. And we need those that are bad cops. We're not anti-police. We respect police, but those police that are wrong need to be dealt with just like those in our community are wrong need to be dealt with.
All right, Brother Donnie, what you have to say about that?
Excuse me. It's just a sad, sad case, man. You know, like we had mentioned earlier, our only salvation is in the Almighty, the Creator of all things. You understand? And he's whether we know it or not, whether we can see it or not, we need to take a look at some of these things that's happening to us and see And I mean, not necessarily the ones that the police is doing, but the ones that we commit, those crimes that we commit to one another. You understand? We need to work on those things. You understand? We need, when we call on the Almighty for those folks, we need to call on the Almighty for ours, too. We need some help mentally. You understand what I'm saying? There's no reason under the sun that we're supposed to be shooting our brother and sister down like we're doing. Now, like I had mentioned earlier, you understand, we don't have no recourse in the matter. If we take our case to the criminal, you understand, those are the people that brought us over here captive. Do you think that they care about us? They don't care about us. They don't care about you or me or the sycamore tree. You understand? They don't care. You understand what I'm saying? Our only salvation is in the Almighty. And know for surety that if we did a unified prayer, we will see some results. The Almighty, throughout the whole scripture, when we prayed to the Almighty, when we was in a predicament and we went to the Almighty, man, you've seen some results. You did see results. We got a book full of the Almighty helping us out of most of our, if not all of our circumstances and situations. We don't have nobody else that we can go to. And we stymied. You know, those that understand the power of the Almighty and the power of prayer should fall on their face before the Almighty, you understand, and ask him to show some compassion so that the other peoples can show compassion. This is powerful here. You understand that? You understand? It's no other solution that we can think of that could happen that we need to do. Because we done everything. We played by the rules here. They is those folks that keep us captive that's not playing by the rules. You understand? There was an old 83-year-old woman. The woman tackled this lady and throwed her to the ground and bust her head on the sidewalk. You understand? A black woman. They don't do that stuff to white people. They don't do it to white people at all. You understand? And you can count the number of Japanese, Chinese, or any one of them other nations on one hand that they arrest like that, they treat like us. Nobody else is getting treated like that. So there's got to be some reason why this is happening. And the reason is, if you look in Deuteronomy 28, it tells you. But the curse is nearing its end. This rule of these people that kept us captive is coming to an end. So that's what we have to look forward to. We got to look forward to the fact that this stuff is coming to an end. We got, they say 2019, we got 4 more years of this nonsense. And you can look at what's happening in the earth. Everywhere that those folks is, you understand, they're having a real problem. Hallelujah.
Well, I think, you know, I can respect your opinion and the things that you say, because everyone has a right to feel the way they feel. I don't feel that way. I feel like, you know, we're in a land where there are laws passed that we're expected to follow. We're expected to follow these laws. Now, I know that there are some hate. There are some people out there that are showing up haters. There are groups out there that never wanted to see us free, and we really aren't free. We're free to participate in commerce, but they never wanted to see us to the point where we were on the same page, where we could attain the same things that they could. And it's been an itching for them forever. When they could get away with it, they would get away with it. But there has to be something done so that they can't feel like that it's free reign on black people and that nothing's going to be done. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. These little young kids is not going for it. They're not going for no curse and telling them it's the curse. And they're not going for it. And if they're going to kill each other, they're going to start doing worse than that. So we're going to have to do something to get them to calm down, because that's just not going to ride with me, because that's just not enough, absolutely not. You don't have the right to beat an innocent woman on the side of the highway and you sitting on her, straddling her like she a man and punching her in the face 15 times. That's not acceptable. You don't have a right to shoot our children in the street because you having a bad day or whatever, or you hate black people and nothing happens to you. So that's not good enough for me. I'm sorry, that don't sit. I mean, I'm sick of hearing people tell me it's the curse. Then why they not shot down then? If it's like that, then how come they ain't being shot down? And then they want to always turn around and say, well, we killing each other. I beg to differ on that too. Because guess what? It's a whole lot of black folks out there that's a part of the serpent seed. Them is Lucifer's biological children. And they do what he does. He's a murderer and a liar, and that's what they do. Just because they black with black skin don't mean they're part of Israel. I'm sick of that. Some of them is his biological children. And that's what they do. They kill each other because that's all they know how to do. We can't conform them no way. But we're talking about innocent women and men. It's just unacceptable. It's unacceptable. I'm sorry. You know, and then what's sad is that every time we turn around, we got black men standing up on TV looking like they just disgusted. And it's like, what are you going to do about this? Because I'm telling you, if you don't do something, it's going to get uglier. Don't get uglier. It's just going to get worse. That's just unacceptable. You know, I'm sick of folks telling this to curse. That's the cop-out. But guess what? If that's the case, we can't get 18 people to come together and pray. Because everybody feels like everybody else still. As long as it don't happen to me, I'm cool. I'm just worried about my kids. As long as it ain't me and mine, I ain't got nothing to worry about. No, it will eventually be you and yours. It's unacceptable. It's not acceptable. I'm sorry. It isn't. And why everybody's bucking for power, because Israel now is bucking for power. Everybody running around trying to get with this group or that group or connect with this person, that person, so they can be in power. It ain't going to be like they think it's going to be. The Most High ain't going to have it. Because we have a nation to build, and the only way we're going to build a nation is to show our young people that we care. Ain't nobody coming together to do that. Everybody backing up. They got millions of blog talk radio shows, power talk shows, the Facebook comments. It's millions of that. Everybody sitting at home doing their YouTube clips and stuff. But it's a joke. It's a joke. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish this because, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Here we go.
Regard each other. Out killing and shooting and running around gun-toting each other so that they're justifying trying to come at us because some of us act like the definition of blackness is how low you could go.
Wow.
Blackness has never been about being a gangster or a thug. Blackness was no matter how low we was pushed down, we rose up anyhow. Blackness was never surrendering our pursuit of excellence. It was when it was against the law to go to some schools. We built black colleges and learned anyhow. When we couldn't go downtown to church, we built our own AME church and our Church of God Christ. We never surrendered. We never gave up, and now we get to the 21st century. We get to where we got some positions of power, and you decide it ain't black no more to be successful. Now you want to be a nigga and call your woman a hoe. You've lost where you come from. We got to clean up our community so we can clean up the United States of America.
Red Miles, you don't understand what they're doing to us. I understand it. But I understand that nobody gonna help us if we don't help ourselves. Sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves won't solve the problem, Spike. Sitting around having ghetto pity parties rather than organizing and strategizing and putting our differences aside. Yes, we got young and old. Yes, we got things that we don't like about each other, but it's bigger than our egos. It's bigger than who shot John. We need everybody, because I'm going to tell you, I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what position you hold. I don't care how much education you got. If we can't protect a child walking down the street in Ferguson and protect him and bring justice, all you got don't matter to nobody but you.
All right. The lines are open. If you have a question, comment, or concern, and I feel the same way he does, and that's the one time we do agree. If all we got to do is tell our children it's Deuteronomy 28, then ain't no need in praying. Let's just shut up and go home and hope they don't knock on our front door. If all we have to do is tell our children that this is the curse and it ain't nothing nobody going to do about it, then ain't no need in us doing no more radio shows. Ain't no need in us coming online no more about nothing. Ain't no need in us telling them no more. If all we got to tell our children is that this is how it's going to be until the Most High come and get us, then there's no need to have an entrepreneurship program to try to get us to start selling between ourselves. It's a wash. Somebody had to think something different because they're not hanging us on a tree no more. Somebody had to think something different because we're not cleaning their outhouses and cleaning their houses and watching their children no more. Something changed somewhere to the point where we were able to participate in commerce. So if we can't do it as Hebrew Israelites, then you know what? We might as well close up shop and go home. It ain't no need of wasting no more money on these radio shows and no more money on this stuff. But you know what the problem is? Everybody wants to be the leader. That's what the problem is. Everybody wants to be the leader. Everybody want to be the one in charge, whether it's the ones here or the ones abroad. Everybody want to be the leader. But we got to deal with our own house over here. We have to deal with our own children over here, because guess what? We do have a recourse. He told us what to do. It's nothing. Well, a law that's going to change, you can change all the laws in the world. They ain't honoring the laws we already have. But we do have something we can do. We can all come together and begin to pray. We can support them in prayer. It is something we can do. But if they keep on hearing the Hebrew Israelites holler, it's the curse. We can't do nothing because of the curse. Well, then we might as well shut it up then and stay home until after the curse is over. But the Most High said, if you do this, I'll do this. If you do this, I'll do this. They don't want you to say nothing because you're a woman. It's the craziest mess I have ever heard in my entire life. This war on women. But, again, that's just my opinion. The lines are certainly open. If you feel like you want to make a comment, question, or concern, please feel free to push one. Brother Donia, you have any comments, please?
I most certainly do.
It's really hard to hear you. Something's wrong with your phone. You sound real muffled.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Hello, hello.
You kind of sound, but we can hear you. You just sound really far away.
Oh, man, I don't understand. Okay. All right. Look here. There's something that we can do. You understand? After us praying, we need to get up and do something. We need to get up and try to put together agencies so that we can grab our youth and start training them up in the way that they should go. That's what the Almighty said. If we bring our children up in the way that we should go, they'll never depart from it. Prayer is a good thing. You understand? The Almighty answers prayer. When you pray, you ask for something more than likely, or you're telling the Almighty that you are sorry for your transgressions, and you're sorry for the transgressions of our forefathers, and then you ask the Almighty how to get out of this mess, and He will show us how to get out of this mess. The way that I see that we see those things that happen, they said, here's what Reverend Sharpton just said. He said that they put together agencies and organizations, you understand, and certain things had happened to stop them from that chattel slavery. The chattel slavery was lifted. That was the act of the Almighty, that they was able to put together these things. Now it's not on them, the activists and the churches. The ball is in the Hebrew Israelite park. Yes, and so they the ones that got to try to do it in the name of the Almighty, put things together. You understand what I'm saying? There's not no magic bullet that's going to stop all of this stuff. This stuff is going to go on, and there's going to be a gradual turn of the captivity, you understand, until we get it right, until the age, until the end comes. But they got to know that this is a curse. They got to know it's a curse because it's only happening to us. It ain't happening to no white folks or no Japanese or nobody. It's happening to us all in the four corners of the earth. So so people don't know that these things are happening because it was ordained by the Almighty because of our forefathers' transgressions. But that does not mean that we just supposed to sit down. I had said this early on, a year ago I said this. I said that we need to try the thing that happened in Katrina. We were supposed to have buses to go down there to help them folks. You understand what I'm saying? That would have been something that the Hebrew Israelites is doing together to try to help us, you understand, through these trying times. You understand? That is our duty. That's why we, why do you think that we here? You understand? We left here because we supposed to make a difference. We got to do it in the name of the Almighty, yeah. We got to make sure that we put things in place that personifies the Creator. That's what we got to do. We got to teach them children. You understand what? Man, you can't just go to no children, those kids right there, and tell them, well, all you need to do is pray. You understand? You can't do that. And I'm gonna relinquish the mic. I got somebody at my door. Hallelujah.
Hi. Hallelujah. Hold on. I want to play this clip about the Chicago, the California cop. Hold on one moment.
Repeatedly by a police officer says a lawsuit is in the works. The California Highway Patrol is investigating that confrontation along L.A.'s busy Interstate 10. As Terry Okita reports, the woman's lawyers say police tried to cover up the incident.
The video, taken by a passing motorist on Tuesday evening, shows a woman walking along a Los Angeles freeway when she's approached by a California Highway Patrol officer. The woman is taken to the ground by the officer and punched repeatedly in the face. The video sparked outrage after it was posted on the Internet.
I don't understand why this happened to her.
Maisha Allen says the woman in the video is her mother, Marlene Pinnock.
She was beaten on the side of a freeway by a CHP officer that was sworn to protect her.
Attorney Carrie Harper is representing Pinnock.
The lawsuit is virtually writing itself, and it started writing itself the minute that officer's fist hit Ms. Pinnock's face.
Harper says the police concealed the victim's whereabouts from her family for days and disputes the police report, which claims that Pinnock was not injured.
They were wrong, and they were trying to cover it up.
The California Highway Patrol has launched an internal investigation and is asking the public to avoid jumping to conclusions.
I would encourage them to give us time to thoroughly evaluate the situation. Our department strives for transparency in everything that it does.
They say the call came in as a pedestrian on the freeway, adding that Pinnock ignored the officer and put freeway drivers and herself in danger.
The tape only shows a small part of what transpired. There are events that led up to this.
Pinnock's family and lawyers would not explain why she was walking on the freeway, insisting the focus should stay on the actions of the officer.
Why did her face have to meet with this officer's fist so many times?
For CBS This Morning, Carrie Okita, Los Angeles.
Unbelievable. It's just too much sometimes. It's unbelievable. He hit that woman in the face 15 times. He straddled that woman like he was sitting on top of a man. And he sat on her pelvic and balled up his fist and punched her in the face 15 times on the side of the freeway. And there's an investigation. This woman was walking along the side of the freeway and minding her business. And instead of him stopping her, if he felt like she was in danger to herself and handcuffing her, he threw this woman to the ground and commenced to punching her in the face 15 times. And you're going to walk up to that man, that woman's daughter, and tell her it's the curse. We have all these laws about abuse, physical abuse, psychological abuse, sexual abuse. And this man abused this woman. He abused his power, and he abused this woman. And more than likely, if he's married or have a girlfriend, he's abusive to his wife, because most men don't punch women in the face. Unbelievable. It's just unreal. You know what? All I can say is, would a real Israel please stand up? Because we need some people that's not afraid to go before the Most High. And I don't care whether you're Messianic or non-Messianic or whatever you are, not afraid to say, hey, I'm in. I live in New Jersey. What time we praying? Because we need to put their names up before the Most High. They don't just get a pass. And I'm not saying they're going to get away with it, because they're not. They're not going to get away with it. But what are we going to tell our young people? How do we justify us being adults if we can't tell our young people something? Again, if you have a question, comment, or concern, please feel free to push one. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm curious to hear what it is. Because I ain't been in this thing long enough, but I've been in it enough to know I'm sick of hearing that. I'm sick of everybody dressing up in garbs with ZZs hanging down their clothes. I'm sick to death of it. I'm sick of the debates and all of the garbage, whether or not we should do it on the Sabbath, this Friday night from sundown to sunup Saturday. That's a cop-out. Everybody's scared. Well, ain't nothing we could do. Oh, it's something we could do. They don't ever see nobody. It's embarrassing, man. It's embarrassing. Please, somebody push one, because I don't want to have to do too much more talking. I'm getting pissed. I'm serious. I'm just calming myself down. It's unreal.
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if there was something that could be done, you understand, we would have done it already. That we would have been involved. And see, the thing is that here we are, you understand, talking about what can we do when we should have been putting together agencies and stuff so that we could train these children up in a different manner. Now, they got a genocide going on, and all of that is part of the genocide. You understand? Let me tell you something. It's the annihilation of the black man. They got Ebola in Africa. They talking about that's a disease that they don't have no cure for. And they talking about, they make it sound as though it's the African's fault. The African been in that region for 4,000 years or more. If there was Ebola in that region, they would have been annihilated. All of this is chemically induced stuff. Part of the genocide to get rid of those folks, because the land is rich with materials. You understand? If they do it, if they put this chemical induced disease. You understand? They ain't got to do no fighting to get the land. They just can go on in there, sweep the bodies to the stacks, and get their minerals. The Japanese is over there. You understand? And they ain't over there for no humanitarian stuff. They over there trying to wait out the situation. They got white folks in that land. You understand? And the only ones that got sick was those, what they call them, missionary folk going over there inoculating people. Come on, man. Let's get real. You understand? If it ain't the curse, tell me what it is. Hallelujah.
Brother Donnie, Africa is already owned by the queen. The queen already owns it. Africans don't own them in Africa. They don't own that land. The queen already owns it all. She owns all of it, the mineral rights, the land, everything. Did that land been cut up a long time ago? They don't own that. There ain't no Africans owning nothing. They living on land that's already owned by the queen. She owns all that. Everything that goes on over there, she owns it. So they don't have to really do anything but go in there and take what they want. And I'm not saying that it's not the curse, because Deuteronomy 28, it is what it is. But you read Deuteronomy 28, and it goes on to say certain things are going to happen. And when they came over here, those things did happen. They did. The fear is still there with the police and all of the things that are still there. I'm not negating that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if Deuteronomy 28 is what it is, it is what it is. But I just have a question. Is there a God in Israel? Do we not have a right to call on him? We need to just sit idly by and say, well, just kill him. It's the curse. Whatever's left, I'll take it with me when I come. No, he told us we had a right. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. But you know why we can't come together? Because everybody want to be the leader.
Let me say this here, Yaina. See, it wasn't all the peoples that came together at any particular time. There was the elected ones, Daniel, you understand, the prophets called on the Almighty, Moshe called on the Almighty, Joshua called on the Almighty. The peoples, you understand, didn't have the spirit of the Almighty. It was the elected ones that had the spirit of the Almighty. And each and every time that those folks, those elected ones, when there was a crisis in Israel, they called on the Almighty. We got some results from the Creator. Hallelujah.
That's true. You're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. You're absolutely right. So then guess what? We don't need a whole bunch of people. We just need two. He said, because where one or two are gathered together in my name, there I'm in the midst. So we don't need a whole bunch of people, you know, but it would be nice to know that sometime they would be willing to come together, but it's just like the church. Everybody's sitting in their little Knessets collecting tithes, talking about you owe me, we got to pay them 10%. So because they teach it, and half of the Israelites don't know nothing.
Let me tell you this here also. I'm sorry for interrupting you, and I'm going to try not to do that ever again. But I want to say this here too is everybody is waiting for somebody else to do something. Nobody is. Most of us are sitting back waiting on somebody else to do something. And if it's pleasing in the Almighty, guess what? You're gonna get more people than you ever expected to come to join on. But after that, but before that, they ain't gonna do nothing. They're waiting for you to do something. Hallelujah.
Well, guess what? We already got a movement going. We're moving now. The nation of Yehuda's moving. But you know what? There's so many men out there that's got YouTube clips out there. They don't like women. The feminine movement of the devil. Oh my goodness! It's all kind. Let me say something to everybody that's out there. Let me do a little. I just want to take a moment because I know Prince Asiel had a show on Tuesday, and I know that he covered a whole lot of things on Tuesday. But let me give some information out there. Everybody that's out there that hollers that they're Israel is not Israel. Every street preacher that's on that corner that's hollering that scripture does not belong to the DNA of the house of Israel. Let me say that again. Every black person that's out there hollering that they're Israel is not Israel. Pay very close attention to the rhetoric that comes out of some of their mouths. Because anytime they're out there teaching we ought to hate each other, or we ought to hate women, or women ain't got no place, or women don't have no this, be very careful with those people that you listen to, because a lot of those people are from the serpent seed. And when the Most High pulled me out of the church and began to show me the whole picture, because then nobody teach me this, he taught me the spirit of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit taught me this, that this thing is a whole lot bigger than what we think it is. So while everybody thinking that it's about spirituality and it's about salvation, which it is, has a lot to do with. You got to understand there's all kind of species that's walking the earth that looks human that's not. It's a whole lot of DNA mixtures that's in this earth, and we all look the same, but we're not all from the same mixture. So Israel has its own specific DNA, and our people have their own specific bloodline, and everybody that's black that's got ZZs on with koofies on their head are not Israel. Every woman that's walking around with her hair wrapped up with dreads in her hair hollering, "We Israel's not Israel." Some of these people are planted in our nation to cause division among our people, and we've got to be smart enough to realize that.
Shalom, shalom, this is Adonia. Let me tell you this here. See, here's the major, major thing. What makes an Israelite, you understand, is what they do. You understand? And the Almighty will favor, if it's pleasing in the eyes of the Almighty will make that flourish. I think that everybody has a part here. You understand? Sometimes our parts get a little blurry. You understand what I'm saying? With what they say. You understand what I'm saying? But those that know the Almighty, you understand? We have to prove the difference. We have to make the difference. We have to show a difference. We can't knock them brothers, you understand what I'm saying, because the Almighty gave them that spirit. You know, I never was for street preaching because it is today, it gotten out of hand, you understand. They started doing a whole lot of other stuff, you understand, that is not godly. We got to act as godly folk, you understand. We got to be preachers, you understand, in the eyes of the Almighty. We got to do that, and we got to show that in the eyes of the Almighty. We got to show the difference between those people and the real Hebrew Israelites. You understand? It's not going to be everybody. We need to stop thinking that. We need to stop and let that go. You understand? We're not in charge of everybody. You're in charge of you. And what you do, you understand, is what makes the difference. Hallelujah.
I agree with you 100%, and I'm not against any street preachers. As a matter of fact, I condone the brothers out there doing what they need to do. All I'm saying is this. The enemy always, the enemy, the government, the FBI, the CIA, whomever, has always used us against us. And they always supplant certain people within our nation to act like us, look like us, and cause division among us. And all I'm saying is it's time for the division to come to an end. We need to come together and pray. We need to come together and pray against this establishment that don't honor their laws. We need to pray against the officers who have killed our people and ask the Most High to come on our behalf and to vindicate us on our behalf, because we know what's going to happen. We already know. If that man go to jail, I'm telling you, I will be shocked beyond measure. But, of course, they're already putting together a defense. They're already putting together a lie, because they always do. So we have got to go before the Most High, and because we have a God in Israel. We have one that will come in our defense. All we have to do is pray. That's all he told us to do. It's pray. Come together and pray. I'm not against anybody that's out there getting that word out on the street corner or whatever, but everybody that's out there is not of us. That's all I'm saying. And when they cause more division than they cause unity, that ought to be enough to raise your eyebrow. Like, okay, what is your motive for real? Because there's some good brothers out there that have been out there for a long time that have taken the risk, and their names are written down, and people taking photos of their faces and all kind of stuff. They are actually out there on the line, putting their neck out on the line to get this word out. And I would never say anything negative about what they're doing. But there's also those other ones out there that's talking all kind of crazy rhetoric and all kind of crazy. They're not of us.
Well,
that's all I'm saying. And that's just real talk. They're not of us. They can be. Because our main goal is to gather ourselves together as a nation. But you know why it don't work? It's because they don't want to come together because of one reason or another, whether you messianic or non-messianic, or whether you just... I had somebody email me not too long ago, well, what do you all believe? Are you messianic or non-messianic? And I had to tell that person, we're a nation. We're gathering together as a nation. But what do you believe? It shouldn't matter what I believe. We're gathering together as a nation. Our goal is to gather our people so we can educate them and let them understand what we're going through so we can go home. What difference does it make? I got
to stand up for my own soul. I got to worry about my own salvation. That has nothing to do with anybody else. But everybody's been taught all this negative stuff, and it's like, really? I'm fired up today, you guys. I'm so sorry. You know, I just have to vent sometime. And what better place to do it than among the people that are listening? Because, you know, all we have is each other. I mean, and if we don't show our young children something, they're going to take law of matters into their own hands. I'm telling you that now. They're going to take matters into their own hands, and that's the one thing we don't want them to do.
Yep, that is correct.
These young kids is crazy. They're going
well,
to
I
take
want to
matters
tell you this
into
here.
Their own hands.
Yeah, Sleeka, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying they're going to take matters into their own hands. If we can't show them that we can come together as a united front and support what they're doing, because everybody else is, you know, like Paul McKinley said last week when he was on the show, you got all the fraternities and sororities is down there and all their Greek letters and all their stuff they're doing. And then you got all, you should have seen the show attendees that was at the funeral, Spike Lee and Tom Joyner and Martin Luther King's son, and oh, everybody was there at the funeral. It was the who's who of the who's who. But they don't have the answer. We do. And we can't even get five, we can't get five of the mores around the country to say our Knesset will begin to pray around the clock with you, but then maybe we don't need five. He said, because if I have two people gathered together in my name, therewith I'm in the midst. So I'm definitely in. That's all I'm saying is we're going to do something to go before the Most High on the behalf of those children and women that's being brutalized and murdered in the street like that. We have to do something.
Okay, and you know what happened? In Moshe era, you know what they said? You know what? They was clowning again in the wilderness against the Almighty, because, and they showed out. And so Moses went to the Almighty, and he said, you know, forgive them because they don't have the spirit. You understand? The Almighty said that he would make a nation out of Moshe. So it doesn't take a bunch of folks. It takes some sincerity of a few. You understand? Remember now, the Almighty said, though we may be sands of the sea, only a few will be, only a remnant will be. You understand? So it's only going to take a few of us that's sincere. You understand? And we got to put things in place. That's why we putting together this think tank, is so that we can get some ideas, so we can strategize on how we can, because we getting ready to come out of here. We getting ready to leave this place. They are, them Europeans is making preparations to get out that land. They made preparations with the Portuguese for 100,000 citizenship papers. You understand? They going back to Ukraine. You understand? They said this in their own newspaper. So what we have to do here is we got to make sure that we get out of here. It's not so. See, I had a different vision when I first got on this telephone line. The vision of us, you understand, putting together, you understand, some schools and certain other things, you understand, and going to the penitentiary, you understand, and getting together and trying to get them brothers that when they come out of the penitentiary that they'll have a job waiting for them, a on the job program, training program. You understand? But today, the window of that is closing, because
yes,
before
is.
We can get that together, you understand, the Almighty, see, if you look at what's going on in the earth today, there's going to be a terrible day here, you understand, and things is going to get tore up and shook up. Isaiah 23 through 24, check that out, you understand, that's very, very crucial. The Almighty going to shake this whole place up, and certain people got to pay. You understand? Ethiopia, you understand what I'm saying? Egypt, all of those folks that kept us captive, man, going to pay. You understand? And there's a time factor here. You understand? Our only salvation is in the Almighty, you understand, that he would steer us in the right direction so we can get out this mess. Hallelujah.
Amen. agree. I agree 100%. I agree with you 100%. And as much as we scream it, and as much as we holler it, and as much as we say it, and sometimes, you know, you get tired of saying it. You just say it, and you say it until you get tired of saying it, and you say it some more, you know, and we've said it, and, you know, everybody else has had their say, and, you know, and this is the other side and what they have to say and how they need to get things in order. So I'm going to let you finish listening to this so that you can hear what the other side is saying. Here we go.
We are required to leave here today and change things. Michael Brown must be remembered for more than disturbances. He must be remembered for this is when they started changing what was going on. Oh yeah, there have been other times in history that became seminal moments. And this is one of those moments. And this young man, for whatever reason, has appealed to all of us that we've got to solve this and not continue this. This man, this woman, their spouses, their family are going to go through some real trials and tribulations. They're going to call them all kind of names, but their target is all of us. If we cannot focus and do what the Lord requires of us, we'll be right back here again. Let me say this in closing. The policy of this country cannot go unchallenged. We cannot have aggressive policing of low-level crimes and can't deal with the higher level. Something strange that you can get all these guns into the hood, but you run around chasing folks selling loose cigarettes and walking in the middle of the street. There's something crazy about that kind of policing. Right now, they are policemen are human. Yes, they are. But they also have a different kind of commitment. Because once you put on that state badge and that gun that is state backed up, you cannot react like another citizen. You're supposed to be trained above that. And we should expect that in our community like they get it in any other community. No community in America would tolerate an 18-year-old boy laying in the street 4.5 hours, and we're not going to tolerate it either. Whatever happened, the value of this boy's life must be answered by somebody. I want to say to the family, you got some difficult days. Won't be long for the crowd to be gone. These cameras will go on to another story. But I want you to know that there is a God. A God that told Michael believed in, that'll be with you when everybody else is gone. And he requires of you to believe in him. And if you trust him, he'll give you strength that you didn't know you had. There's a God that sits high, and he ain't looking at no good bishops and Pontiffs up here. God loves those that love mercy and do justice and walk humbly before him. God will make a way. God will guide your feet. How do I know? Because he's done it for me. The challenge from here
is that you must be committed, that for whatever reason, God chose you and chose Michael. Michael's gone on to get his rest now. We're required in his name to change the country. I sat and thought about this, Bishop Jakes, thought about where and what was the meaning of all of this. As I was sitting in the room here in St. Louis last week, going, getting ready to go to the Unity Rally, I was trying to figure out what made sense, Attorney Crump, and I couldn't figure it out. There were violence, they were reporting in Ferguson, there was peace rallies. Some of the preachers was mad that some of the other preachers was in town. Some of the leaders mad about the other leaders, all this backstabbing and backbiting. More folks worried about getting on the program than developing a program. Leslie, I remembered an old preacher told me a story that tied it together for me. He said, Al, I was reading a novel one night. He said, the more I read, the more I couldn't put it down, the more intense it got. He said to me, Michael, he said, it was time for me to go to bed, and I had to preach early in the morning. It was a Saturday night, he said, but I couldn't because I had to deal with the plot of the story, and I couldn't figure the plot out. He said, I looked at the clock. It was 12 midnight, and I wanted to put it down, but I couldn't figure out the plot. He said, I looked again, and it got 1 in the morning. I knew I had to get up early to preach. He said, so Al, I cheated. I turned to the end of the book, and I saw how the story ended. And that's how I got my rest. I want you to know, Michael Senior, I want you to know, Leslie, I cheated. I sat up in the hotel and took out my Bible. And I turned to the end of the book. Yes! I don't know how long the investigation will be. I don't know how long the journey will be. But I know how this story going to end. The first will be last. The last will be first. The lion and the lamb will lay down together. And God will make a way for his children. I've been to the end of the book. Justice is going to come. Justice is going to come. Justice is going to come.
All right, well, you heard it straight from those who y'all say don't have the truth. Well, now what we going to do? Now what we going to do? Now we got all these folks. You should have seen the funeral. It's the who's who. I mean, of the Christian church, it is the who's showing up who. Pastors came from all over the country to be at this young man's funeral to support his family, to give some encouraging words to his family, to tell them about our God. Something wrong somewhere. We got to do something. We have got to do, if we have the truth, then we have a responsibility to tell the truth. If we are the chosen, as we've been saying we are, then we have a responsibility to act like the chosen. If we are the elect, as you all claim we are, then we have a responsibility to act like the elect. We're not only the elect, but the very elect. The time I've been sitting in the house watching television, YouTube, and surfing the internet, going through, it's time now for the blog talk shows, and that's it, Powell talk shows. It's time now for all of that. We have a responsibility. We have the truth. And those people in that church don't have a clue as to what's really going on, then we're looking pretty bad because we have a responsibility to get together and come together and do that which is righteous in the eyes of the Almighty. I'm so sick and tired of everybody hollering, yah, 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 this, yah, that, yah, we, yah, this, the curse, this, the curse. We have a responsibility Hebrew Israelites, with the, they telling them about our God in the book. We got a responsibility, people. All I can tell you is it's time to step up, because this is going to be the game changer right here. I don't know why I feel that way. I don't know why it has come to my in my spirit the way it has, but this is going to be the game changer right here. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be a political power struggle. It's not going to be all that. But what it will be is those that are willing to believe him that will get on their knees and call on his name. I see you, 757. I'm coming to you. Just give us a moment. But we have been mandated by the Most High to come together and to begin to pray for our people, because that church was full. It was 4,000 people there. 4,000 people showed up. And we Brother Donnie and I are putting together, the Nation of Yehuda is putting together a think tank in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's going to be the last week of October. We will be able to give you the date, time, and location next week. Once we get everything finalized, we will give you that. And we'll just see how many people decide to show up if you decide to come. How many people can put aside the fact that they're Messianic and non-Messianic? Because it wouldn't matter what that boy was laying in the street. He laid in the street for 4 hours, an 18-year-old kid. And it don't happen until it hits your doorstep. We'll see. We'll see just how much. Israel, because, I mean, you know, we don't want your money. Keep your money. You know, we're not asking for nobody else to donate nothing. Keep it. Keep it. Give it to your mores or your Kohanes or whatever it is you do. Keep your money. Give it to whomever you need to do. All we're asking for you to do is pray. Pray with us. Come together and pray with us. Because they are. They're going to organize another movement and deceive our children once again and let them believe that it's a legislation that they can pass. It's going to make a difference in what's happening right now. We got enough laws on the books. These people don't follow the law. Because you're going to have five or six of them out of the whole police force that hate black people. They hate us. And they're going to do some stuff, and they're going to rally around them, and they're going to shield them and protect them, just like they always do. I'm going to let the caller on the air. Area code 757, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, shalom, shalom. Peace and blessings to you. This is Gavera Dina from Virginia, Hebrew family
shalom,
of Virginia.
Shalom.
Okay, and I wanted to go ahead and put my hand up. I'm listening to you. I'm feeling so deeply how you are sharing on today. And I want to, so many things came across my mind, but I wanted to just start with that piece you just played with Reverend Sharpton. You know, that he was saying the Most High, let's say G-O-D. You know, I try not to use the word, but I'll use it right now, instead of J-C. I thought that was significant, that he was calling people out, talking about you want to be on the program instead of developing a program. You know, I watched that whole funeral, and I've been watching the whole scene play out in St. Louis and Ferguson, to be more exact. And Kane, it is absolutely time to do something. I'm feeling your fire. I'm feeling your intensity. I pray that you will, just let your spirit be at peace, because we know our Creator is with us. You know, and Elder Adonia was just talking about the elect. And how some were, speaking up. Some were standing up. All the trees, I'm sitting in my backyard right now. I don't know if you can hear the wind as I'm speaking. All the trees just moved as he was talking about Moshe and Joshua and the others that he mentioned. And that was significant to me. I was like, Mosiah was just sending me something. Yes, the elect. Put up your name. And, Gavera Dina. Please, I want to put my name right there, right now, to stand up and to do something and to be. And I think we must stay absolutely. We've got to pinpoint it right now. Not so much what we don't want to do. Those who don't want to be a part of this because you're Messianic. Those who don't want to be a part of this because they got their congregation. My members, brother was saying yesterday, it ain't your members. It's the Most High's members. And that's, that congregationalism and that who's want to be the boss. select few, standing up, being empowered, being understanding that the Most High has got us. You know, we must do that. And now we have to keep that humble, that loving, that more righteous, that more faithful spirit than ever, and concentrate, pinpoint accuracy on what it is we can and should do as a people, as an individual, if it comes to that. You know, David, anything David could do, all them mighty warriors. You know, they ain't handled the lion. Now look at the little, homeless, little, innocent one. Came and slew the mighty, slew the giant, slew the hateful one. So, you know, I just wanted to say peace and love to you. I'm loving what you're doing. I want to be a part of everything that I can in this day and time, and it's right now that I got right here, right now, to say that I support you and let us focus on the positive and what we can and should do as a people. All those and the naysayers, we're going to love and bless them too, but that's not the energy. That's not the focus. Pointing out, you know, what's wrong with Israel right now. And that's what a few of us still doing. Well, it ain't time yet. Well, what time is it? That's what I want to ask my brothers and teachers and say, it ain't our time yet. Well, what time is it? You know, that's what I want to know. You know, all my teachers and leaders out there, you know, I'm praying that the Most High is giving you something, showing you something to lead and teach your people. And if the Most High ain't really coming to you just yet, I need to really know, well, what, you know, what are you teaching? What are you inspired by? You know, for my elder Israelites who've been in law for a while, you know, we going to start preaching to that choir about both the Most High, because we in it right now. We in it to win it. Hallelujah. We are in it to win it, to be a part of the remnant, to represent His Most High and Holy Name and truth and righteousness, and not because we got a mouth, not for the rhetoric. You know, these people are not going to give up. Like Brother said, it's genocide going on right now. Ebola, wow, we in Africa again? Really? You know, they got the two doctors over there fighting, but they had to bring them back here. You over there helping people with Ebola, so why you couldn't help yourself? But we had to bring them back in America, now they're cured. So is it a cure or not? You know, so we got to do for ourselves. Absolutely. Hallelujah. That's what I wanted to say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what, sister, we want to say thank you. And we support everything. You know, we glad to have the sisters is standing up and giving their support 100%. And it's time for us to come together, because, like I said, these kids ain't going for that. I'm sorry, they got guns in their hands, they got an attitude, and they mad, and they looking at us because we're the elders, and we're going to have to do something. I mean, we're just not going to be able to just sit back and go holler at them, you know, you want salvation or not, it's the curse. No, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to show them that we have a God that is with us 100%. We know what the situation is. The problem is, we know what the problem is, but the solution is we have a God.
That is correct.
100%. But he is only going to be with us when we call on him, because, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like I said, there is a whole church full of them, the who's who. T.D. Jakes, Al Sharpton, all of them was there. Everybody, the who's who of who in Christendom was up in that building at that young man's funeral, wanting to have something to say because they want the grandstand. They're talking about our God, the one of that black book. They're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and don't have a clue as to what's coming.
That is correct.
They don't have a clue as to what's getting ready to befall them, because they, too, have been teaching stuff out of error. But we have the, you know what, somebody told me we had the truth. They said, Yaina, we have the truth. Yaina, we have the solution. Yaina, we have this. We have that. And when I look around, I said, well, where you at? Where you at? Because all I see is the brothers on the street corner, and they screaming it out. But when it comes to situations like this, where's the organization at? Where's the organized people that say, no matter what happened, we're going to come together as a nation. No matter what happened, we're going to be there. But you know why we can't do it? Because, like I said, everybody's politicking for it. Just like they was doing in the church to get on the program, they politicking now. They doing it behind closed doors. They hooking up with this one and that one and trying to get connections with this one and that one. Well, you know what, I'm coming to let you know, the Most High don't deal with that. He's not going to deal with it under any circumstances, and he's not going to let anybody else interfere in his program. He said, if my people He didn't say Moray Cohen. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to give ourselves, today is Sunday, and this is the first day of the week for us. We want you, everybody that's on this call, and let me tell you how many people we have on this call. We have 9 callers on the call, and we have 2 people in the chat room. And each one of you are reach out to someone. We want everyone who is wanting to go along down with us in prayer. We're going to give ourselves a week. Next Monday. Next Monday, we're going to go down in prayer. Everybody who's interested in going down in prayer with us, I want you to email us so we can send you the prayer. Because one thing we don't do at the Nation of Yehuda, we don't pray our own words. We go into that Bible and we find a prayer that one of our warriors had prayed and asked the Most High on our behalf. And we hold him to that. So we don't never pray our own words because guess what? We already have a prayer that's the went forth. If you're interested in prayer with us, email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And we're going to go before the Most High on behalf of the family. We're going to go before the Most High on behalf of the young man that was murdered. We're going to go to the Most High on behalf of the woman that was beat down on the side of the expressway. We're going to go before the Most High on the man who was selling cigarettes up in New York. We're going to go before the Most High on all of the people who have been brutally murdered and by the police who didn't honor their law. We're going to go to the Most High on behalf of Trayvon Martin. We're just going to go to the Most High on behalf of all of the people who were just done deceitfully wrong and on behalf of our young people so that we can gain the minds of our young people before they get out of control, because I'm going to tell y'all something. They high and they got guns in their hands. And some of these guns is military-issue guns. And then one day they're going to turn on us and start turning on the police. And the first time they shoot a police officer, all hell going to break loose for everybody else.
Hallelujah.
Am I right or wrong, Brother Donny I?
You're absolutely right. And if I might add, see, you understand, in us, that's the first step. See, all through the scriptures, we know for a fact that when we prayed, we got results. When we prayed to the Almighty and asked him, even if it was an individual or if it was collectively, we got results. You understand what I'm saying? Now, sometimes them results didn't want that result. But trust me, the Almighty, it all panned out because here we are in this day and time. You understand? Now, all of those things that had happened in the past, you understand, the Almighty sustained our living through those folks that was in the past, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, all of those people, you understand, had, whether they was Messianic black nationalists, whatever they were, you understand, we might not agree with all of those things that they said and did out their mouth. You understand what I'm saying? But they sustained our living up until this day and time. We don't have no more martyrs. We don't have no more activists standing up for us. You understand? We are what's left of those that came before us. You understand? So it's up to us. What do you think that we that it was no accident that we still alive? They've been trying to annihilate us from at least 300 years. You understand? They needed us for the first 100 years to keep this thing to try to bat this stuff together. You understand? So the thing is that first of all, we got to understand here that we have a land, and the Almighty is opening up that land for us. You understand? Nowhere in the scriptures, in the New Testament, Old Testament, any one of those books does it say that America is our land. So a lot of us are feeling that this land, we the slaves here, and that's another. You understand? So this is our land. Not so. That is not true. You understand? And a whole lot of us read the scriptures and say, wherever we go, that's our land. You understand? Wherever we go after we go home, after we go home and establish ourselves in our land, you understand, then if we want to venture out, you understand, we are at home wherever we go. But the most of us, you understand, feel like that this is our land. So as long as we feel like this is our land, we're going to keep getting what we're getting here. We're going to keep on doing what they're doing to us. Everybody know that there's two laws. There's law for the blacks and law for the whites. And anybody that ain't black, you understand, they get a softer penalty. But those that are black, and I mean of color, you understand, because, you understand, very rarely, over the last 10 years, you can count the people that Chinese that ever went before these courts up here. You understand? You know, you can't count, you know, because you know what? As much as you want to think, you understand, we are under a curse, and we got to understand that. But the curse can be, the curse can be cushioned, you understand, you know, because the Almighty ordained that years ago. You understand, in the time of Abraham, he had told us that we was going to go into captivity, you understand, for 400 years. Our 400 years is not up yet. But we can cushion this here by going to the Almighty, you understand, and let him show us some compassion so that the other nations will show us compassion. And gradually, as we talking right now, you understand, the Almighty has lifted the curse. He said he's going to turn the captivity right before our eyes, and he's turning it gradually. By the time our 400 years is up, you understand what I'm saying? It will be turned all the way up. Our captivity will be over. The only time that our captivity is going to be over is when we in the land governing ourselves. That's the only time that the captivity is going to be over. You understand? As long as them folks, because it's going to be desolation and mayhem at some point. You understand what I'm saying? Within the next 4 to 6 years, we can look for this place to be destroyed. You understand? Those people, ISIS, you understand, they're going to jump on Israel because they're trying to get position, you understand, in the land. You understand what I'm saying? With Syria, Jordan, Egypt, you understand? They said that they was going to take those folks. And once they get them folks, they making people join on to ISIS. And then they're going to fall on Israel. And then
we got a call here, Brother Donald.
Sleek, huh?
I said, go ahead. I said, we have a caller, area code 678, so whenever you're done.
Yeah, and then they're going to fall on Jerusalem. And once they fall they're going to fall on those so-called Jews, and that's going to start a chain reaction, you understand? And this is happening, you understand, quicker than we can imagine. This is happening quicker than we can imagine. Just every day they got something going on in the Middle East, you understand, that makes me understand that this thing going to happen in a timely manner, in the manner that the Almighty set aside them within them 400 years. You understand? This is the end of those 400 years. So what we have to do here is that we have to gather ourselves. You know why we got to gather ourselves? Because the Almighty is going to hide us in the day of his great wrath. He said that. And anything in the scriptures that he said he's going to do, we can count on it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code 678, go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Right. Shalom.
Shalom. This is Yada Yahoo. How's
shalom, shalom.
Today?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Excuse me if you guys. I'm actually working right now. I'm just trying to listen to your show as I work, so if you kind of noisy in my background, please forgive me for that. I'm actually, I just happened to come across a show here on Blog Talk, I was looking for a show to listen to while I was working, and I came across this show here, and I said, hey, you know, let me check it out. I never heard you guys before. I'm in Atlanta, and I heard you mention something about you having a gathering or something in Atlanta. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, Kane, yes.
That's true.
Okay. When were you all planning on doing that?
We're going to do it on the last week of October. It will be the last weekend of October. It's going to be that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that last week of October, right before the 1st of November. So we'll be there that week, that last week in October. So we're planning to have it then. We're going to announce the location next Sunday. We're finalizing the actual venue and where we're going to have it at. So we should have some information back by next Sunday, exactly the date and the time.
Okay, wonderful. I'm gonna work to make sure that I'm in town. I'm in and out of town quite a bit, but I'm gonna work to make sure I'm in town so I can at least meet you guys one of those days.
Okay, that's
great,
told.
Great.
That's
absolutely
told.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And listening to what you all have been saying today, and it's very sad what has taken place, and we all know this. I don't need to, you know, beat that any more than it's already been beat. But it's very sad that the young man out there in Ferguson, Mr. Mike Brown, that he was tragically killed on the street like that by a police officer. You know, when we read the scriptures, I believe it says somewhere that, you know, the Most High said, because we have forgotten His law, He will forget our children. So
one
thing that we have to do, if we want Him to remember our children, we must remember His law.
Okay.
We must remember His law. And I don't care if you're Messianic. I don't care if you're non-Messianic. You know, whatever. We must remember His law, and we must remember His ways, His customs, and His statutes, and His culture that He has given to His people. And, I think that was Reverend Sharpton, I believe it was, who was speaking.
Yeah.
He said some things that I was like, I wonder is the good Reverend trying to wake up now? Because with all his National Action Networking and all his fundraising and all of this and all of that, that he and his ilk have been doing for the past, I don't know how many years, we are still not at the position as so-called Negroes, black people in America, where we have a say in our futures and our destinies when it comes to this white man that we're dealing with over here. We got to acknowledge that. The only way we can have a say is through what Yah has already said, okay? We can't make them do nothing more than Yah already said that they were going to do. We can't make them do any more than Yah already has decreed on them. Nor can we do any more than Yah has decreed on us. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't turn to Yah in prayer. As a matter of fact, He said that. And I think somebody just quoted that scripture, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, you know, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. You know, all that is inclusive. Seeking His face, praying, turning from my wicked ways, that's all inclusive. You know, not just some of it, all of it. We got to do all of it. He says, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. This is all-inclusive. So I think
okay.
It's a wonderful idea that you're talking about us praying. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, at some point, especially among Hebrews, we forget that, listen, we don't have no other choice but Yah.
That is correct.
Okay? We try to do everything else but Yah. We try to, you know, say, well, you know, it's the economics, it's the politics, you know, and I'm not saying those things don't have a place. But those things alone don't save us. Yah is our salvation.
That
Yah
is correct.
Yah is the one who brings us deliverance. Yah does it. Not strength of arms, not military might. It is Yah who saves us. He and He alone saves us. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that Yah will not put into His children the spirit of warfare and the spirit of might, and the spirit of overtaking and overcoming. I'm sure he can and will. All right? I have the utmost confidence that that will take place. But we have to first acknowledge where that might come from. And oftentimes what I hear particularly from Hebrews, and I hate to say this, but when we have discussions like this, one of the first things we want to say is, well, you know, we need to take up arms or we need to fight. And I'm like, okay, with what? With what? Okay? Yeah, some of us got weapons, and that's cool. But let me tell you, as somebody who did a little time in this man's military, our weaponry is nowhere near what they got.
That is correct.
Okay, now. And I'm not saying that to discourage us from wanting to change our condition. Oftentimes people accuse me of, man, you're always trying to discourage us from going up. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to discourage you from going up. What I'm telling you is make sure you're going up the right way.
Okay.
If you go up the wrong way, it's not going to end the way you think it should end. And I'm not saying
that it shouldn't end
with you being victorious. But we got to do it the right way. We got to go the right way. And if God is before us when we go up, then we ain't got nothing to worry about.
That is correct.
But if we go up without God, I wouldn't risk that. That's just something I personally wouldn't risk. Going up without God. But I understand the passion. I understand the fervor. I understand the frustration on behalf of all of our people. Because regardless of our political or social or religious status or whatever, I think most of us, we're about tired of this.
That is correct.
I think, and I can hear it in Sharpton's voice. You know, he's like, man, I'm tired of this. Yeah, because, you know, all the fundraising, all the protests, all the rallies, all the sit-ins, all the marches, they had their purpose at a specific time. But we are getting past that time when those things are useful. We need something more now. Okay?
Yeah.
We need something more now. Now we need to actually acknowledge, and brother, I believe you said it, you said that all those things we had, with Garvey and Dr. King, they led us up to this point. Well, that's all they could do. Now we got to switch up now. We got to go to the actual source, and that is the Most High, to get us out of there. That's it.
Yes,
there's nothing more. There's not another program. There's not another organization. There's not another movement. There's not another event that it will be able to bridge us another generation or two. There is nothing else. We're done. That's it. There's nothing else for us. Okay? So and you said it well, brother. If we're looking for something, to stay here or wherever we might be on this earth, and you want to make that your home, well, you just if that's what you're thinking, you just go ahead and prepare to keep receiving hell, because you were never meant to be here forever. Yeah, we were meant here to be here for a certain amount of time for punishment. But you weren't meant to be here to set up residency.
That is correct.
Nah, you're just a renter, temporary. Not even a good renter. You're a slave. So it's time for you to go. A lot of our people don't want to go though. They love it here, or they love it wherever they are. And no. I love it better than what Yah has given us. Okay, well you're gonna keep getting hell. That's just the way it is. So.
That is
I appreciate what you guys are doing. I would hopefully I can be a part of the thing that you got going on here in Atlanta. They just at the end of October, and so hopefully I can be a part of that. And I look forward to what you guys have to offer. See if I can get some of the local brothers around here to get involved I don't know about y'all, but I know where I am. Sometimes Hebrews can be a little slow when it comes to things that are proactive. Okay? Everything we do is reactionary.
That is correct.
You know, they kill one of our children, and we want to come out and march. Well, how come we didn't have a system in place before they killed our children so they wouldn't kill our children?
Hallelujah.
We reactive. We react. Okay? When we should be proactive, we are reacting. And I have some other things to say about that, but I don't want to take up all the time. Is there a website or something where I can get, like, the event? I don't know if I'll be able to catch your next show or not, but
our website is www.noym, as in Mary, O as in Oscar, A, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, R as in Rachel, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry.us. So it's noymonarch.us, and we will get some information to you. Please email us at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com, and we will get the information to you about the program, and we would love to have you there. We have another caller, area code 678. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, is that me? That's you. Yes, ma'am. Shalom, this is Yaina. How you doing? And Elder and everyone on the line. I appreciate you giving me a moment to speak. I was just going and thinking over some of the things that transpired over the day with me, with the people, and how the people really are reacting to it. And I think that within their reaction, it's what the masses want. They want us to react in that way when they do something like the brother just said, kill one child or do something. But we're killing each other, and we ain't even reacting to that. But the thing that everybody wants to do now is say, get their arms. But then it's people that have died plenty of time with their arms in their hand and never even reached to grab it. So weapons of warfare is not really the answer, as we all know that know the Creator. We know that the Creator said he's going to turn all this into pruning hooks. This is nothing for us to even be concerned about. It's nothing for us to even march about. We need to be concerned about the things that the Most High are concerned about, and that's saving ourselves and getting to the right place where we can receive the answers and the direction from the Most High. Because he said he's going to show us the way to go. But we're not depending on him when we're depending on weapons and we're depending on air shopping, or we're depending on somebody to do something for us. We got to only look to the Most High, and we know that. But there are errors in our way. There are so many errors in our way, even the way that we say things, the way that we even prostrate, the way that we turn when we pray. There are so many things that we have got to really correct. We got to retrain ourselves from the way that they have taught us to think. And that's the only thing that right now, you know, it's being an ancient people. We need to go back to being an ancient people and realize the things that they have deceived us in not knowing. We have been really bamboozled and hoodwinked. And when we realize that, we'll just throw away everything that we knew, and we say, now teach us Most High. And it's easy when it's done that way. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
I would like to say something in response to the brother and the sister. We appreciate the comments, but we realize, and we want to say this so that everyone realizes where we stand. The Yehuda Project and the Nation of Yehuda does not believe in taking up arms. We do not believe in warfare because we realize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds. So we do not believe in a gun. We do not believe in knives. We do not have any weapons that will come up against these people. We do not encourage anyone to go out and try to do anything in response to anything they've done by bringing a weapon, because you cannot bring a box cutter to a gunfight. We do not have the weaponry to be able to fight against them, and that's not our job. Yah is going to come and fight against them when the time comes.
Correct.
We realize that. All we're saying to you all is that we do have a recourse, and prayer is that. Yah will come to our defense in prayer if we go to him. So, again, for those who are interested in going down in prayer with us, we will not do it this week. We will start next Monday. We're going to go down on our knees at 9 o'clock at night for 7 days, and we're going to do a particular prayer before the Most High. We want to do this all over the country. So if you all can help us to distribute this by putting it on your Facebook pages, everybody that has Facebook pages, YouTube accounts, we want all of the Hebrew Israelites all over the country, all over the world. If you have access to Hebrew Israelites that are in England, do you have access to the ones that are in Israel, which we know some in Israel, at 9 o'clock at night, whatever time it is, we're not going to synchronize because we want these prayers to go up all around the clock. If you're interested in doing that and helping us to get these prayers around the clock for 7 days so that we can go before the Most High, please email us at the Yehuda Project, Yehudah Project, Project, @gmail.com. We'll get you the information so you can put it up on your Facebook pages because we want something to be done about this situation. And we believe that the Most High will come on our defense and hear our cause and hear our plea. We want to make sure that everything that's done in recourse of this court case and the people is done fairly and that we can do something to support the family spiritually and be there for them as a footing so we can show our young people you don't have to bring a knife. You don't have to bring a gun. All you have to do is repent and turn and cry out to the Most High, and he'll be there on your behalf. So this is what this show was all about. We have the amount of people on here that we were expecting to have. You know, we could have had a lot more, but we really only need two because he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, therein I am in the midst. So we're going to put this to the test. We're not calling Al Sharpton. We're not calling any of those people. It is time for the Hebrew Israelites to go before Yah so that we can petition him to come on our behalf. And that is what this show is all about. Brother Donia, do you have any last words?
Yes, I do. I want to say that whenever we called on the Almighty, we had results. When any time that our elected ones, be it Moshe, be it David, be it Solomon, be it Yehoshua, you understand, Ezra, any time that we called on the Almighty, we got results. So, you understand, we would be remiss if we don't do the same thing. We any time that we was in any kind of problems or cause or anything that we was in any kind of discomfort, you understand, and our lives are at stake at this time, you understand, you know. Do you know that they have those internment camps? They ain't got them there just to sit up there as amusement parks. This is something that they're going to use, and they will cause something to happen so that they can fall on us, you understand, you know, and put us in those internment camps. Their intent is that they totally annihilate us because we are the people of the Almighty. You understand?
Right.
And once the Almighty starts turning our hearts and our minds towards him, you understand, they on their way out.
That's right. Absolutely.
You understand?
Absolutely.
So what's happening here, you understand, we can nip this in the bud by going to the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul. You understand? And he will show us some results. Now, a lot of us might not like the results that we get, you understand? Because ain't no way that he's going to tell us that we need to go with them little Mickey Mouse weapons that we got, you understand, to fall on nobody. He's going to show us how to start taking care of our own destiny. That's what we need to be doing. We can't depend on them. So they're getting ready to cut off all of these food stamps, Social Security, and pension plans. Whew, Lord have mercy. What are we going to do then? And I want to say this here. I love each and every one of you, and I want you to know, you understand, that that, you know, that my love is an undying love that I have for the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And again, we want to say, now don't forget, I want you to contact everybody that you know, every Hebrew Israelite that's willing to do this with us. We want you to get in touch with every group, every organization, every Hebrew Israelite all over the country. We have a homework assignment all week. We're going to give us a whole week to come up with every contact that we can come up with. We're going to meet back here next Sunday so that when we start off on Monday at 9 o'clock p.m., whatever time it is in your city, wherever you are, we want everyone to be on their knees crying out to the Almighty on our behalf as a nation. Because we got to start praying as a nation. All over the globe, we're asking for Hebrew Israelites to come together to pray. Because it's time for us to start doing this. Put it on your Facebook pages, your YouTube clips, everything that you have. Put it. We're getting ready to start an international prayer. And we'll see how long we keep it going. But for now, 7 days. We're going to go before the Most High for 7 days. And we're going to pray once a day for 7 days, and we're going to go before the Most High and ask him on our behalf that he come to our rescue and that he does something on behalf of the people that have been brutally slaughtered, because he will come if we ask him. The whole nation, the people that don't know him that are still asleep or asleep, but we're calling for the elect, the people who know who they are and know who they serve, and we can go down on our knees and be able to go before the Most High and cry out. And we all want to pray the same thing. This is very important that we have a prayer in line, that we're all on one accord praying the same thing, and we're going to go through the scriptures and come up with a prayer that will be suiting for what we need to do, and we're going to pray the word back to him so that he understands that we're coming together on one accord and we're praying the same thing so that we can ask him for some results. And we'll see, don't he come on our behalf, because I know he's going to show up on our behalf. So we're going to do this a whole week. We're going to have time to do this. And so if you're in it, we ask for you to be in it. For all of our board members, we usually have a meeting at 6:30. Because of what we're involved in this week, our meeting will start at 6:45 or 10 minutes to 7, and we're only going to be on here for a few minutes so that we can discuss how the week went. And we're going to still try to be on the line for the entrepreneurship program tonight if that's possible. But we definitely are interested in those who want to come together and pray as a nation. This is what this call is all about. This is why we had this show today, because it's time for us to start bringing those people's names up before the Most High. Just like King David prayed against his enemies, it's time for us to bring those people's names up against the Most High. We need to pray on the grand jury that they're going to select. We need to pray on every process that the investigations that they're doing. We need to pray on every process so that we let our young people know that we do have a recourse. We have something we can do, other than to stand in their face and say, well, it's going to happen because of the curse. We already know what the problem is, but we do have an out. Because if that's not the case, if that was the case, we would all still be lynched from a tree. So the Most High does, prayer changes things. And it's only us that's going to make this thing happen. So it's our turn now. That's all we're saying. And on that note, we want to say thank you to everybody who was on the show today. We appreciate all your feedback. We thank you for everything that you've done and everything that we will do together, because we're going to work together as a nation, and we're going to build this nation, and we're going to do what we need to do. Shalom, shalom, everybody, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.
All right.
People looking at me like I just robbed the neighborhood Circle K. Just minding my business, trying to make a living, taking in day by day. Some of the things that I'm seeing, you just wouldn't believe. But I always hold my head up in dignity. Can't judge a book by the cover, cause they don't really even know me. Don't know me. I've so many people, they bug me. Go around, try to judge me, like why? If you're wearing that dress, why? If you're talking that mess, why is he so into his Africanness? Cause I don't wanna settle for less.
All right, everybody, this is Jaina Israel from the nation of Yehuda, from the royal house of King Dawid. We just heard that they are having a march, Ferguson, Missouri. Brother Akbar has put together a march where they're expecting 100,000 people. But guess what? With the real Israel, please stand up because it's our turn. No one else can do it but us. They've been marching for years and years and years, and it's still the same old thing. It's our turn to stand up and be counted because one thing we know, that our God is God. We'll see you next week. We're going to organize the prayer all around the world. Get your contacts out, your telephone books out, your emails out. Email every Hebrew Israelite you know. And we're getting ready to call on y'all on behalf of the family and see those and then make a change. Love you all. See you next week. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Bye-bye.